In 1925 it was that I went in some trepidation to see Faber at his London home. For personal reasons, I had found it necessary to change my means of livelihood and to seek a new position which should also give some assurance of permanence. Faber, on the other hand, was looking only for a writer with some reputation among the young, who could attract promising authors of the younger generation, as well as of our own, toward the newly founded firm of Faber and Guare. He wanted an informal advisor, and, in fact, a talent scout. My name had been suggested to him with warm commendation by my elder friend Charles Whibley, on an occasion when Whibley was a weekend guest at All Souls. I do not remember how it was. During that evening's conversation between Faber and myself, that our two designs became identical. I suspect that it was merely that we took to each other. However that may be, our meeting led to his inviting me to join his board of directors, not without his having some difficulties to overcome. Vigorous championship, no doubt, on his part, and several testimonials from distinguished older authors were needed to persuade his fellow directors to accept, on those terms, a man of letters so obscure as myself. I had more reason to be grateful to Faber at that time than he ever knew.